If you would turn to the Gospel of John, we'll be looking at chapter 21. Whenever I read through John 21, verses 12 through 17 really poke out to me. It's so easy to look and understand it. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus shewed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter is now grieved because he had said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Lord, I pray that you would bless your word, Lord. I pray that you would allow me to give what you've given me, Lord. Thanks for having everybody here and showing your grace to all of us. In your precious, sweet, holy name I pray. Amen. Now, whenever I read through John 21, this is probably one of my favorite passages in Scripture, just because it's so easy to fall in love with the world way more than you love God, because the world, you can feel good for a moment, and then it's gone. You can feel good for however long, but then at the end of the day, you're not going to get the same joy that God would give you than what you get from being drunk, than what you get from being high. You're only there for a moment. You're partying, and you're drunk. You're good for a time, and then it's gone. And then after that, you're left wondering, what went wrong? Why do I feel like this? But it's because you don't have a true love for Jesus. You can't come to church and say all the things. You can say that you love Jesus, but you and Jesus know if you love Jesus. You can fool me, you can fool Lucas, you can fool Pastor, but you cannot keep a secret from God. God knows if you're out in the world. You can come here, do all the right things, say the right things. You can have the best suit. You can have the best tie. You can have the best dress. It doesn't matter if you have a good dress or if you come to church every Sunday or if your daddy's a pastor or if your daddy's a preacher, because the only thing that's going to get you to heaven is Jesus. You cannot come into church, lie, fool us, and then expect just to get to heaven because you've got people here that think that you're going to go to heaven. And you can't let your flesh stop you from getting saved, because it's easy to be embarrassed of God at times. It's hard to go out into public and tell people Jesus loves you, but you have to humble yourself and embarrass your flesh just for a moment so that you can later have better rewards in heaven. Amen. You're only here for a certain amount of time. You're here for a finite time, and God has shown his grace to all of us being here tonight, and he's woken you up in the morning, but you're embarrassed of him. He got you here, but you're embarrassed of him. You've got clothes in your back, yet you're embarrassed of him. You come and you pretend time and time and time again, and you've heard multiple people say, you've heard me say, Lucas say, Pastor say, that you cannot get through life without Jesus. You need to love him, you need him, you need him in your life, and you can't fool us and then expect to get to heaven. You can't have a cross on your neck and expect to get to heaven. It's a true fellowship and love and acceptance to Jesus. And you've heard this multiple, multiple times, and you still choose not to get saved. You choose to go away from God. You choose to come in here and tell everybody. You can tell Pastor you love him and that you love Jesus. But then the moment you're out of church, God doesn't cross your mind until you're here the next week. You get embarrassed. You don't want nothing to do with God. But then you come here because, well, Lucas can't know I'm not saved. Pastor can't know I'm not saved. It doesn't matter what we think, okay? Because eternity, just because you can't embarrass your flesh and humble yourself now for a small time, it is not worth wasting an entire eternity where you cannot change your mind. If you're in hell, you can pray to God and you ask for mercy, but your voice will go up and it will bounce straight back down because you chose, while you were here in the time that God gave you, to not get saved. If you look to Romans 1, verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their woman did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meant. And even as they did not like to retain in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They're so, you can be so in love with the world, and you can be in love with the flesh and the sin that'll give you that satisfaction for a moment. But then if you keep doing that and you keep hearing time and time again and you can hear God talking to you, telling you to get saved, and you can feel that conviction, but you ignore him and you shrug him off and you harden your heart, you callous your heart to the point where you don't hear the voice of God anymore, eventually it will be too late and you will die without ever accepting him and for eternity because you couldn't humble yourself and embarrass your flesh. It doesn't matter what any of us think. Men crucified a perfect God who was fully God and fully man, but you can't come down here just to tell people that you were lost and that you were now saved. You're not going to feel there's no better choice in life than to get saved. There's no better choice in life than to follow God. You will not receive satisfaction. You will not receive joy. You won't feel anything in life. Your life will feel hollow if you do not have a true connection and fellowship with Jesus. That's all I got. Thank you.